This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Josh Bauman from the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And after that, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Josh Vaith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A prayer. Loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we gather this day to carry out the calling and functions you have given to us. We thank you for this legislative body that works for the common good. I ask that you would endow them this day with your loving and gracious blessing. Grant unto them this day wisdom, focus, and resolve to serve the people of South Dakota with joy in their work. Give unto them your peace which passes all understanding. Bless and keep our visitors this day as they travel with us, and we pray your blessing upon those who journey from this place. I would ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkama, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tolson, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 15th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sitting in the West Gallery, I'd like to introduce former United States Congresswoman and President of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, Dr. Heather Wilson.
Welcome to the Capitol, Doctor. Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have a personal privilege?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Friends, today I've got some special guests in the gallery. I'd like to read a little statement. The 155th Vertical Engineering Company of the South Dakota Army National Guard, made up of 160 of South Dakota's finest men and women, is currently deployed overseas in Kuwait, Jordan, and Iraq. In the gallery today, we have parents, spouses, and children of those deployed soldiers. Even though the 155th is located in Rapid City and Wagner, South Dakota, its soldiers come from across the state and represent every community from Spearfish to Sioux Falls and from Hot Springs to Aberdeen. The mission of the 155th is to build, repair, and improve the facilities used by the men and women deployed to defend the freedoms of these United States. And by all accounts, they are doing a fantastic job. A large part of their success should be accredited to the support of those who are here with us today and generosity shown by the communities across South Dakota. A soldier will say that deployment is the easy part. That is the families who carry on their day-to-day lives while their soldiers deploy that have the hardest part. Please join me in recognizing the families and soldiers of the 155th Engineering Company for their service to our country.
Welcome to the Capitol.
Dan.
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A personal privilege, please.
Granted.
You know, in the gallery behind me is a woman that I've introduced in the past as my current wife. I've introduced her as my first wife, and she's my favorite wife, but today I introduce her as the love of my life. My life. This is my wife, Michelle.
Up in the gallery, to my right and your left, we have the juniors and seniors from Scotland High School, accompanied by Mr. Robb, Mr. McGregor, and Mr. Pepper. On behalf of Representative Shane Fish, let's welcome them to the Capitol. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1129 do pass, House Bill 1125 and 1138 do pass as amended. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1210 do pass and House Bill 1091 do pass as amended. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1105 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1064 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1183 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
We have our doctor of the day here, Dr. Mary Milroy. Is she in the house? There she is. She's up here behind us. She is a general surgeon. She received her MD from University of South Dakota School of Medicine, completed her general surgery residency at Michigan State University. Dr. Milroy has practiced at Yankton Medical Clinic since 1991. Dr. Milroy is a member of the American Medical Association, past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Dr. Milroy, thank you for taking a day to come up and help us out if we run into trouble, and we appreciate your time and effort. Let's give the doctor of the day a hand. Representative Stevens just said that her husband, Dr. Dan Johnson, is here with her, and he's a medical doctor, too. So thank you for coming up to the Capitol today. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1058, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that House Bill 1055 was lost on second reading and final passage. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1003, 1016, 1034, 1035, 1049, 1050, 1052, and 1057, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 3, 7, 59, and 74, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
Representative Stevens moves that House Page Resolution 2 be adopted.
Second.
All in favor of the Stevens motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the pages of this term. Whereas the pages have served loyally for the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 90th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, Now, there be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. I would like to introduce to you now our pages for this session. Kelly Colburn. Lindsay Effling. Logan Ellingson. Kimberly Grambler. Isabel Haig. Timber Hudson. Amber Hulse. Kylie Kirchel. Conrad Molmer. Corey Murphy. Emma Pease. Georgia Lee Quayle. Joshua Vaith. Congratulations. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Pages. I hope that the last 2 weeks have been a productive 2 weeks for you, and you can take all kinds of good stories and knowledge back to your classes and let them know what we're doing down here.
Representative Cronin moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1007 be deferred to Tuesday, February 23rd, the 26th legislative day.
All in favor of the Cronin motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Concurrent Resolution 1008, Representative Hager moves that HCR 1008 be deferred to Monday, February 8th, the 17th legislative day.
Second.
All in favor of the Hager motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Concurrent Resolution 1009, Representative Stelzer moves that HCR 1009 be deferred to Monday, February 8th, the 17th legislative day.
All in favor of the Stelzer motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Concurrent Resolution 1010, calling for a policy to provide a full and fair resolution of the claims to the Black Hills by the Sioux Nation tribes. The Speaker has referred the committee to state affairs.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the standing committees on taxation on House Bill 1083 as found on page 274 of the House Journal, also Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 20 as found on page 275 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
The following bill was read on Wednesday, February 3rd, and today the Speaker assigns this bill to committee.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1182 to House Appropriations. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 3, an act to revise the income criteria for determining if property is classified as agricultural land for property tax purposes. Senate Bill 7, an act to revise the composition of the state trunk highway system.
Those four Senate bills have not been assigned yet. They will be assigned next Monday. Second reading of House bills. Representative Gosch.
I would move we defer the remainder of today's calendar to Monday, the 17th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Good.
The motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order previous business. Number five, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Rolling has carefully compared House Bill 1003, 1016, 1034, 1035, 1049, 1050, 1052, and 1057, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Speaker signs House Bill 1003, an act to revise certain administrative functions regarding county government. Speaker signs House Bill 1016, an act to revise the authority granted to the Building Authority and to the Board of Regents to construct certain improvements at South Dakota State University in Brookings and the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Speaker signs House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions concerning local government elections. Speaker signs House Bill 1035, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions concerning voter registration, vote centers, and conducting elections. Speaker signs House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. Speaker signs House Bill 1050, an act to repeal certain obsolete mini-storage tax refund provisions. Speaker signs House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain alcoholic beverage business restrictions on Department of Revenue employees. Speaker signs House Bill 1057, an act to revise the rulemaking authority of the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. Announcements. Any announcements? Speaker. Representative Browns.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, we will have House Commerce and Energy Committee at 10 a.m., the usual time, so I'd welcome people to come up and have
Very
a good time.
Good. Further announcements? Representative Westra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs, Monday morning, 7:45, room 414.
Very good. More announcements? Any further announcements? Yes. Representative Mickelson.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, House Judiciary will meet at 10 a.m. on Monday.
Any more announcements? Okay. Before we adjourn, I want to, you know, we're getting to the point in the session where things are starting to heat up a little bit, and there's some big decisions for you. I would ask that you go home and relax and charge your batteries and do whatever it takes to... you can kiss your wife, you can play with your kids, you can pet your dog, or if you want to, you can even go to a Cracker Barrel for relaxation. But so come back next week, and there'll be some major decisions that need to be made. But I know you're up to it. Several of you had Cracker Barrels. You'll get some input from your constituents. And I would ask that you just remember the values and the principles that you got elected on, and talk to your constituents and bring back all kinds of good information and knowledge. Representative Tolson, do you have any?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for that visit and talk. We needed that, and you could go fishing, too.
There you go.
And we have House Education at 7:45 on Monday morning, so thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Anderson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
No.
I think we're adjourned.